This is a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network, WDPN, bringing you the very best in internet talk radio.
Hey, all you pet stylists, you found the Groom Pod. Welcome to our virtual salon. My name is Susie, and I'm your host. I'm a mobile groomer from Seattle, Washington, and anyone who knows me will tell you I love to talk, especially about my job. One of my favorite people to talk to is my friend and mentor and star of the show from Tucson, Arizona, and groomblog.blogspot.com, Miss Barbara Bird.
Hello, groomers, and hi, Susie.
Hi, Barbara, and welcome, groomers, to episode 17 of the Groom Pod. I'd like to remind everybody to become part of the show by joining our Facebook discussion group. Just search the Groom Pod. And also, you can find us on our website, thegroompod.com. What's new this week? Brought to you by Barbara's Shopping Site. Shop for specialty grooming items at www.shop.beaver.biz. Shop with a groomer. It's good karma. So what's new this week, Barbara?
Oh, I had spring has sprung in Tucson, and boy, they're calling. The phone is ringing off the hook. Some guy wanted me to shave down his Queensland Blue Healer yesterday, and I couldn't work that in, and I don't like to do that. And so there's just a lot of interesting dimensions going on. It's kind of shaking us out of our little rut.
It's true. There's a lot of action in the grooming shop these days. I've had a bunch of new clients call. I can't even catch up with the phone calls yet. It's, it's good. It means money for all of us. Hooray.
Yeah, hooray.
So I was messing around on Facebook the other day, and I try not to. I'm a delayed gratification person, so I don't like to look at my Christmas packages. I don't like to shake them. I wait until Christmas morning to open them. And the Facebook group, I hadn't looked to see how many members had joined, and holy cow, we've got 240 members on the Facebook group, and I'm so excited.
That's great. Let's go for another 250 more. I want to see that 500 mark.
Me too, and what I was thinking is every one of us, I would hope, has at least one groomer friend. And if we mention to that groomer friend, let's listen to the Groom Pod and kind of show them how to do it, especially if they've never listened to a podcast, we could double our numbers in nothing flat.
Yeah.
So everybody, tell a friend. This week, I did a little shopping over at Cascade Grooming Supplies, who is my local vendor. And I just wanted to mention right here and now how fantastic it is to have a vendor that's local. And if you can support your local vendors, it's a great thing. So I went in there, and he gave me a bunch of samples of some shampoos that I hadn't used before, and we talked about products, and of course, he's helping us get the interviews for the grooming show that's coming up in Tacoma. And it was really exciting just to go in there and to talk with another person who has such an interest in the industry and an interest in the products. And I just wanted to mention that you guys get out there and support your local vendors. Do you have vendors that are close to you?
No, we don't have anybody. We just got the PetSmart thing, PetSmart and Petco thing going. And I of course send people there when I don't have something on hand, but I'm kind of more the local vendor than anybody else, because at least I have the Chris Christensen line of products in my shop. Someone like Mike at Cascades, he's got such a broad perspective on the industry. That's what makes those people so valuable, is that they know so many lines of products, and they know other vendors.
It is great to have all of that. And for me, he's only 9 miles away, so I just go right into his shop, and everything's up on the racks, and I can take stuff away right on the spot. Plus, he has such contact with the vendors, with the people who make the shampoos, and knows what's going on in the industry. And it's just a great thing. And you totally are the local vendor for your people, so that's cool.
But up in Phoenix area, which is like 120 miles from here, there's Ryan's is local up there. So if I was up in that area up there, I would be dropping by Ryan's monthly. and picking up stuff.
That's a big place.
Yeah, that's a big place. They've really grown.
Yeah, they, and I send my dryers there to be fixed all the time. Well, all the time. Every 4 or 5 years when they break. Not all the time, but, you know. I do ship stuff out there and oftentimes shop from them online. So, yeah, support your local grooming vendors. Ready, groomers? Here comes our first appointment.
Well, you know, Susie, I always know when I'm working up to fire somebody because I get this certain feeling. Let me tell you about it. I get a cold, cold feeling. Feels like ice all round my heart. I get this cold, cold feeling. It's just like ice all round my heart. I'm gonna quit me somebody every time this feeling starts. Well, you say you always brush him, but you know that that's a lie. You're 20 minutes late for your appointment with some lame excuse why. I get this cold, cold feeling. Feels like ice all round my heart. I'm gonna quit me somebody. I said I'm gonna quit me somebody. I'm gonna step right up and fire somebody every time this feeling starts. But it doesn't have to be painful, because listen, just jump off the bus, Gus. We don't gotta discuss much. Turn in your key, Lee, and set me free. It can be simple, honey. Just really, just set them free. They'll fly away, and maybe even come back more humbly.
How to fire a client. You know, every once in a while, you wake up in the morning and you've looked at your books the night before and you see that dog and you just know you dread dealing with the owner or you dread dealing with the dog. And yet every month it comes up again and you wake up again that same day a month later going, oh, I really just don't want to do this dog. One of the really nice things about grooming is there's many of us that work for ourselves and we get to decide which dogs we do and which dogs we don't do. Sometimes you get a dog in your arsenal that you think is going to be okay, and then it turns out that you really don't enjoy doing the dog, or even worse than that, you absolutely hate doing the dog. And there comes a point in time at which you've got to let these people go.
Well, I kind of have a standing rule. I'll do a dog I don't like for a customer I like, or I'll deal with a customer I don't like for a dog I really like. But if I don't like the customer and I don't like the dog either, adios.
Out the door.
Out the door. It's a hard thing to do.
It is, but that's a great rule. But I think that there's a lot of us, I know myself, I do this. I wait too long. I do the dog like a year longer than I should be doing the dog. And I spend a lot of time stressing about doing the dog. And then after the dog is gone, I'm counting the days because it's the longest it will be until I see that dog again. And I just hate pulling the trigger. So how do you know when it's time to fire a client? Well, there's three basic reasons you have to let somebody go. And the first reason is basically because you hate doing them. Just a personal thing. Like you said, you hate to do the dog and you hate the person. In your case, or one or the other is extremely strongly disliked. That can be because that person has anger management problems. It can be because they're constantly abusing the system or abusing your kindness. It could be because you don't care for the way they're taking care of their dog and it bothers you. It can be a gazillion different reasons. It can be they constantly break your rules for your business, and yet a year later you're still doing the dog. The second reason that people need to fire somebody is because you have changed. So the way your grooming may have changed. You may have had an injury and decided you don't want to do big dogs anymore, or you may decide that you don't want to work on Saturdays anymore, and that doesn't work with some people's schedule, yet you know, you find yourself coming in that one Saturday because that one client doesn't want to change their schedule. You know, that kind of stuff happens often with us because we're a service industry. And the third reason is because they have changed, in that their goals for their grooming and your ability to do what they're requiring just don't meet in the middle.
Well, I think you've nailed it, Susie. Thank you for explaining those things. I will sometimes, when I don't like grooming a dog or a dog is difficult and makes me not want to go to work, I just raise the price until I have a happier price. I like to work on the happy price basis of pricing, and I can do that because I work for myself. When I'm working on a dog that I don't like grooming, I think, what would it take to make me want to see this dog in the book again? If it's just $10 more, you know, like, okay, could I be all right if I saw this dog in the book and knew I was going to get $75? Then I'll just raise the price. So that's my first line. Before I just let them go, I think about, could I live with this if I got more money?
Yep.
And if the answer is yes, then I put that out there, and then I let them select whether they're going to stay or leave.
I agree. My horseshoer gave me that hint. That's the way he deals with people he has a difficult time with, because he does not like confrontation at all. So mm-hmm. he just raises the price until he doesn't care or they leave, one or the other.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good method. I always try to come up with an alternative for them, because I also don't particularly like confrontation.
So one of the things that I don't like to do, and so I just don't do it anymore, are once a year shave downs of undercoated breeds. I just hate that. I hate it in Tucson because I think that we're stripping all of the dog's insulation off. I just have a number of reasons, and I just hate the doing it of it. And so I, like some people don't do large dogs, I just don't do that grooming anymore. And I have someone, a groomer buddy locally who has no qualms to do that and does a lot of that kind of work. And so I just refer them to Kevin. And so that way I'm not just leaving them out drowning in the sea of unknown groomers, I'm actually giving them an alternative. So I think that that's important. If you have someone in your local community that you can refer dogs to, if it's a dog that's being aggressive or exhibiting behavior that you're not willing to deal with, there's almost always a groomer in every town that loves taking that challenge on, and you can send them a dog like that.
Yep.
I would think you would send them to Susie.
That's right. Send them my way. Their ears may not be even, but they'll be happy. Yeah, I always like to offer an alternative because it's great customer service. It's great public relations. If you can't service this person, if there's just no way you can service this person, come up with an alternative for them, and they will still have warm and fuzzy feelings about you and your shop, and they will still continue to refer to you, or at least not badmouth you out there on the gigantic social internet or whatever.
Right. At least not badmouth you out there. You always want to let a person down with their personal self-image intact. You don't want to say, you know, I can't stand the way you take care of your pet. You know, you just can't put that kind of stuff out there. You can't shame your customers or make them feel bad about themselves, or it will backfire on you and they'll feel abused or disrespected themselves, even if they're the ones that have been not respecting your time or something. If you put it back on them, it's going to create ill feelings that can come back to you.
This is a place in business ethics where I feel it is okay to tell a little white lie, in that you can say that you're downsizing your business, or you can come up with some way to make that customer still feel like a valued customer to you. And in some of the cases where they've been your customer for maybe a year or so before you should have let them go, you can thank them for their business graciously and send them on to somebody else and have all these good, warm, fuzzy feelings, which is so important.
I agree.
All right, another thing you can do is do a little shopping, because there's nothing that makes you feel a little bit better after a hard day at work and a dog you're not happy about doing. It's going on Amazon and doing a little shopping. Barbara, isn't that the truth?
That's the truth. It always helps me.
Yeah, and especially right now with everybody doing their spring cleaning in their houses, there's lots of specials up on Amazon. And if you'd like to support the Groom Pod and help us with our production costs, you can go to our website, thegroompod.com, scroll to the bottom of the page and click on that little cats and dogs Amazon ad, and it will take you right into the pet section of Amazon. But from there, you can shop pretty much anywhere on Amazon you want. And a little tiny bit of it will go back to the Groom Pod in support of our production costs.
I've gotten really good about going to Amazon by way of thegroompod.com. I think I went on twice this week. I've become a bit of an Amazon. I mean, I love it. I can just get something under $100 shopping and get free shipping, and it comes in 2 days.
We love it. You know, you guys might think, well, how can I possibly remember to go to the Groom Pod, scroll down and click on the banner, and then go through and do your shopping? Well, the easiest way to do that is to dump your Amazon bookmark, the one you're using right now, just clear that out, and go through the website, and then re-bookmark Amazon from there. And then it's permanently in there, and the Groom Pod gets credit for it.
The definition du jour.
Our next section today is the definition du jour.
That's me.
That's you, Barbara.
And I have two definitions or two items that I want to talk about today. One thing that we encountered this week on the Holistic Dog Grooming page was a marketing claim for a gluten-free line of grooming products. Certified, not just gluten-free, but certified gluten-free.
Well, it's good to know that those poor people who have those gluten-free issues now can have a shampoo, right?
But here's the deal, Susie. First of all, whenever somebody writes that they're trying to market their product as free from something, it implies that to not be free of that is a bad thing. It implies that other shampoos are less valuable because they have what you are free from. So it's implying that that other shampoos from other companies are harming pets through gluten. Doesn't it? It just raises that implication. So
sure,
a lot of marketing is by implication. They don't have to say our competitors suck because they have gluten in their products and it's hazardous. They're just implying that. And
right.
the truth is, there's absolutely no evidence that protein or gluten-based ingredients in a shampoo are absorbed through the skin and digested as if you ate them.
Yeah.
Now, gluten allergy is not a dermatological phenomenon. It's a digestive phenomenon. People
right.
can't digest the gluten, even, you know. So it's
in other words, don't eat your non-gluten free shampoo.
Well, that's right, but here's the deal. So I even went to the website, and it says these products are certified gluten-free so that no gluten allergens are absorbed through the skin, minimizing allergic reaction for pets and humans. As if one, now so that's saying to us, one of the most common causes of allergic reactions to pets and humans to shampoos are the presence of glutens. Well, there's no evidence of that. There's no evidence that there's a great gluten sensitivity thing going on. Also, there's no evidence that glutens are absorbed through the skin. Let's remember, people, that the main function of the skin is a protective agent. The main function of the skin is as a barrier to absorption. So even things that are somewhat absorbed into the skin are rarely absorbed through the skin. And putting gluten, putting things on your skin is not the same as eating them. Otherwise, we would have, patches for everything.
Right.
You know, we could just do a protein shake patch and go to work, right?
Right.
Well, it doesn't work like that. The skin doesn't work like that. There has to be a whole lot of chemistry to get things through the skin into the system. The skin.
So what you're saying is these guys are just kind of jumping on the bandwagon with the rest of the fear out there that everybody's allergic to gluten, and that's pretty much all this is.
They're making something up to make us worry about that they are then free from.
Okay.
It's a high BS warning.
Beep, beep, okay. Beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep. Okay, so my next definition du jour is a little follow-up of last week when we talked about sterile conium chloride as a conditioning agent. I just mentioned the fact that it was a quaternary ammonium compound, or what's called a quat. So I thought I would just elaborate a little bit today on what are quats. What are quaternary ammonium compounds, other than being something that's hard to say?
Okay, let me try. Quaternary ammonium compounds. How'd I do?
You got
yay.
It. Yay, yay. Okay, so what they are is a huge group, really large group of synthetic chemicals. They're always made in the laboratory, that are prepared by the alkylation of tertiary amines with a halocarbon. How about that? Now,
wow.
That's just their chemical. That means nothing to us. That's their. That's the chemical nature of quaternary ammonium. But what we need to know is that the process of quaternization makes a compound more substantive to the hair or skin. It makes it adsorb or attach to the hair. So it makes for a ingredient that doesn't rinse out. It makes for a water-soluble ingredient that doesn't rinse out because it has a positive charge that then unites with the negative charge that exists on skin and hair. Okay, so it makes it more substantive. That's hard to say too when you have dentures. Substantive. Don't get old, people. Really, you cannot imagine the humiliations, the what you have to give up on a daily basis, like pronunciations, as you age. Take care of your teeth.
Thanks for the warning there.
Okay, so how are quats used? We're just going to call them quats because we don't want to say quaternary ammonium compounds over and over again. Quats appear as disinfectants, preservatives, and in shampoos and conditioners as conditioning agents, especially anti-static agents. There again, you see that positive charge uniting with the negative charge on hair. It neutralizes the negative charge on the hair, which is one of the things that causes static cling and static
flyaway hair,
right. So it neutralizes that. We can identify quats by the ingredient name having either the single name quaternium or polyquaternium and a number.
Okay, so it's always going to have quat in there somewhere?
It's always going to have, well, no, not always. It's not always going to have quat in there, but it can have just a straightforward quaternium or polyquaternium, or it's going to carry the suffix N-I-U-M.
Okay.
So here's, remember, sterile conium chloride? There was
right.
that NIUM. And another common one that we see in pet products is cetrimonium chloride. Now this week, again on the Holistic Grooming Facebook group, we ran into an ingredient called silicone polyquaternium 16. And that was found, that ingredient is in the new line of Artero products in their Matte X. We were talking about this new line has come in I think it's Switzerland. It's not Italy, it's Switzerland, I think. And everybody's raving about the Artero state-of-the-art products, and somebody gave the ingredients of the Matte X, their dematting solution, and there was silicone polyquaternium 16. And it's simply a silicone ingredient that has been made more cationic, positive charge, to hang on to the hair better. Okay?
Okay.
Now, quaternium 15 is a preservative that sometimes shows up in dish soaps and personal care items or in cleaning items that has been associated with contact dermatitis.
So it irritates.
Yeah, and so quaternium 15 has been rampaged on the internet, and as a result, Dawn dish soap removed it from their formula and replaced it with another type of preservative. Quaternium 15, it's probably not the quaternary nature which was causing the dermatitis, but it is a formaldehyde releaser type of preservative, and some people are highly sensitive to that. So there's a lot of, we also find quaternary ingredients in our floor cleaning and our kennel cleaning products, and they're very effective disinfectants because they adhere to a surface really well and have an antibacterial or bacteriostatic effect, and also reduce fungi. So we can find clots in cleaning products, as preservatives in some cosmetic products or personal care products, and in hair shampoos and conditioners, and they're all different. Every one of them is different. You cannot make generalizations about this huge group of chemicals just based on the fact that they're all quads. Each number is a different, a unique and individual, they're not even cousins often. Individual substances that have been quaternized, right? Okay, so I hope that just has thoroughly confused you. So what I want to say in closing is that I hope that's kind of broadened your understanding of clots without overly confusing you. And what confused me for a long time was finding them in such a different array of types of products.
Let me take a moment and welcome a new sponsor to our family of sponsors.
Oh,
of course, you know, we've got Barbara Bird's shopping site, which is shop.bieber.biz. Go, Barbara.
Yes, shop with a groomer. It's good karma.
Yes, and then we've got Amazon.com. You know, click through the banner. Also, PetSmart, click through the banner. Both of those on our website. And now we have a sharpener who's going to advertise with us. And this is Macer's Clipper Repair and Sharpening Service. And this is a guy who does my blades, and he's a great guy, and he will send you a prepaid postage label to send his blades, and he also does clipper repair. And his website is clipperfix.com. That's clipper and then fix, F-I-X.com. And he does a great job with my blades, and his phone number is 425-280-5880. 6'4". And on a personal note, I can say that he's been doing my blades for a while, and I know his mom, and his mom's a groomer, so let's support a groomer's son.
Wesley?
Wesley is his name. Macer's Clipper Repair and Sharpening Service at clipperfix.com. Thank you, Wesley.
All right.
Yeah, and also another sponsor of ours, or not so much a sponsor as a coworker, is the WDPN Podcast Network. So now let's take a break and hear from the WDPN Network. Then we will be back with our At the Table segment, which is How to Stay Motivated.
Hey there, folks. This is Kevin Kessler, the owner and founder of the White Dragon Podcast Network. I'm sorry to interrupt the show you're listening to right now, but I wanted to take a very brief moment to tell you all about the other great shows found here on WDPN. The show you're listening to right now is one of 9 all-star podcasts designed to delight and entertain you all week long. Start your Mondays off with Mousselaneous Discussions, an in-depth Disney talk show focusing on a unique topic each week having to do with the Walt Disney Company. Every Tuesday is Two Men Tuesdays on WDPN with Two Men and the Mouse, a Walt Disney World podcast focusing on all the latest news and goings-on in the most magical place on Earth. On Wednesdays, we dive into the world of sports entertainment with Ring Ropes Radio, the pro wrestling podcast of WDPN. Thursdays allow you to get your game on with Boss Fight, a video game review show that dissects a new game each episode. Fridays are all about TV on WDPN. First, we have the Geek Watchtower, which reviews all the things that geeks watch, including, but not limited to, Arrow, The Flash, Doctor Who, Once Upon a Time, and so much more. And rounding out this Friday double whammy is Walker Talkers, the review show for the hit AMC drama series The Walking Dead, providing an in-depth analysis on every single episode of television's number one show. The weekends aren't forgotten, though. Kick back and enjoy your weekend with Bat Squad Radio, the pop culture power hour. Come along on a ride with the Bat Squad as they give you a view of the world of pop culture through geek-colored glasses. Those are just the shows produced by the network. We also have 2 all-star affiliate programs produced by outside talent. The Groom Pod by Susie the Groomer teaches you everything you need to know about the care and upkeep of the furry friend in your life. An actively distracted dialogue is a rip-roaring good time as Mikey Weisenhunt and his buddies humorously examine the world of modern popular culture. That's everything we have for now. For more information on these great shows, go to www.whitedragonpodcastnetwork.com. WDPN is also actively seeking additional affiliate shows for the network. If you have an awesome new idea for a podcast you'd like to have featured on the White Dragon Podcast Network, just send an email to kevin@whitedragonpodcastnetwork.com. Well, that about does it. Back to the show. Enjoy it. Thank you for listening to the White Dragon Podcast Network.
Okay, well, Barbara, it's time for one of our infamous top 5 countdown lists. Okay, maybe, yeah, did you hear the crickets there? Okay, not quite infamous yet, but they're going to be.
What if I don't have 5?
That's okay. I have 5.
Okay, good. I have some thoughts. Maybe it'll add up.
We'll start with my number 5. My number 5. So this is a segment about how to keep motivated at your job, especially right now in the middle of spring cleanups. You know, you're knee-deep in dog hair, and you're thinking, wow, why did I go into this job? Okay, not many of us really think that, but a few of us think that occasionally. But we all do think, gee whiz, this is hard. Is it worth the money? That kind of thing. So when you're feeling down in the dumps, how do you get motivated? And my number 5 way to get motivated, and this is only number 5, is the internet and all of its glory. There is so much to do out there on the internet, so much support, so many videos, so many blogs, so many websites. It is a plethora of information. And I know, Barbara, you are very active on the internet.
Oh, and I have been for years, I think if I had to name the top 5 things that have changed my life, the internet grooming network would be one of them.
It brought us together.
Because I'll tell you, I was plateaued. I was in a plateau of about 5 years before the internet became available, and it really made a huge difference. Now I have to more pick and choose where I put my internet energies, and that can sometimes be a little bit daunting, you know. And I do respond when people tag me in a conversation and want me to weigh in. I really appreciate that, because
you're welcome.
That tells me that my input is going to be valued.
you're a great resource for me, and you came through the internet to me, and I'm forever grateful for that. I also go to YouTube videos a lot. Sometimes when I just need a little bit of a refresher, I'll go to a YouTube video and I'll search a breed specific room, and sure enough, pictures will pop up or somebody's video will pop up. I'll search a blog, especially for doing the groom pod. You know, doing the groom pod is a good motivation because I have to search stuff out and write it up and redigest it and think about it. And that is very, very motivating. All right, Barbara, give me a motivation.
One of the things that I do when I wake up and I like don't want to go to work, I think about individual dogs that I like, that I love. You know, I said, oh, are any of my good buddies coming in today? Because, you know, we all have dogs that we're really attached to. I mean, I think that one of the things about groomers is that they are people that fall in love with other people's dogs.
It's true. It's true.
So yesterday I knew that little Abby Coldsman was coming in. And so even though my body was kind of hurting and I was in a funky mood when I woke up and I didn't even know if I wanted coffee or not. Maybe I didn't want to be motivated.
Right.
I thought, well, who's coming in today? Oh, little Abby Coldsman's coming in. Okay. You know, that helps. That can do me. That can just get me up and put a little smile on my face or... You know, so that's just one, is to think of specific dogs in my schedule that I'm going to be happy to see. And instead of weighing on maybe the one dog in your schedule today that you don't want to see, don't let that one dog make you not want to go to work. What's that? That's 2 hours at the most out of your day. You know, tiny smidgen.
Yeah.
Think of... just stop and think of somebody that you're really going to want to see, either a dog or a person.
You know? Yeah, the people too.
Yeah, see, I happen to love people. We have a couple. They have a dog named Winston. These people, this is a couple. They're a middle-aged couple. They do everything together. I mean, everything. I'm surprised he doesn't go to the gynecologist with her. You know, I think that's about one thing they wouldn't do together. They do everything together, and they bring Winston in, and they are just crazy about this rescue dog that they have, little Shih Tzu mix thing. And they're just so devoted to taking good care of him. And they are wild. I mean, they're like out there, bold, talk loud people, you know, I mean, they come in the door and you know they're there, you know, they're just entertainment. So, oh yeah, we're going to see Winston's folks today. Okay.
For me, it's the old people that love to hear my stories.
Oh.
Yep, and I always make sure that I've got one in the chamber for them, you know, something good that I've got that's gone on that I can entertain them with. And, yeah, it makes me late, but I know it just warms their heart. It gives them somebody to visit with and talk to, and they love my stories. They live a little bit vicariously through my adventures because, as a rule, I do have a lot of adventures, and I love that part of it. And the other thing is a groom with a view. If I know I'm going to one of those houses down on Lake Washington or in the mountains, it just makes it. That alone is very motivating, to know that I'm going up in the woods and I'm in a park out there and the birds are going to be singing and the deer might walk through the yard or the boats will go by and the fish and the sea life, and it's just so cool. That helps me go to work for sure. Another thing that I do, and I rely on this a lot, is I call a friend that's a groomer, and I just talk to them for just a few minutes, even if it's in between driving from one place to another. If I'm having kind of a unmotivating day, I will call somebody like you or somebody like Brandy or somebody like Sharon or whoever. I've got quite the arsenal of mentees and friends that I've built up over the years who give me great support. You have friends like that. I know that.
I do. I have a few friends like that locally here that I can call. And I have Yvonne, who's just like my devoted personal assistant. She's not just a bather. Yvonne is my devoted personal assistant who even brought me wine and cheese on Easter, you know, because she knows I'm trying to avoid sweets. In an Easter basket, she brought me an adult Easter basket.
Yay!
And, you know, how sweet is that, you know, to have somebody in your life like that? You know, and we always do connect by text and or phone in the morning before we go to work. I was saying, you know, like, who's coming in first and what products are we going to use today and are we going to experiment with anything? That's one of mine, is one of my motivators is playing with new products.
Mine too. As a matter of fact, my number three is buy yourself a treat. And what I mean by treat is a grooming product.
Well, there we're on the same page with that. I mean, I can absolutely jump out of bed and head to the shop if I know I'm going to play around with a new product or a new line of products. And we've been playing with the Madras More Muds lately.
Interesting.
And that's an interesting, holistic, mysterious product, but not totally mysterious, because that's the line of products where they're telling us the ingredients, and I really like that. But is it kind of an out-of-the-box spa treatment type of product that we're trying to find all these different applications? That's been a lot of fun, and that's a motivator. Can we think of somebody that we're going to do a mud treatment on today? Or
Guess what I'm doing today.
What are you doing today? Susie's going to get on the Pro Magic bandwagon.
I put it in the trailer last night. I'm really stoked. I got two Shih Tzus. Sadly, they're, you know, seven strips because I only do them twice a year, but I am going to mess with them.
I'm excited.
Listen, I use the Pro Magic by itself as a conditioner, rinse-through conditioner on my elderly Bichon yesterday. Oh, this is an icky story. Yesterday, as I was sitting at the computer and kind of finishing up some work, my Bichon comes in and shows me right in front of my face that she's having a poop problem.
This is my
little 16-year-old Bichon. She's got a little yellow ladybug dress on that she wouldn't let me take off because sometimes she doesn't like me fooling with her legs anymore. She's become a grumpy old lady, more so than me. And so she's all grumpy, but here she comes in right in my sight of vision, my line of vision. She's like hunched over and showing me that she can't poop and it's icky. And, you know, and so I had just put on nail polish.
Curses.
I had just put on my gorgeous light turquoise blue Eastern nail polish, and it was fresh and it wasn't dried, and here's the Bichon showing me she's got poop butt, and I couldn't do anything for her. I put her off for a little while. Sorry, honey. By the time I got her into the car, a half an hour later, she was trembling. She was so uncomfortable that she was trembling. And this is a little dog that I've got. She's in kind of a fluffy haircut, but she doesn't let me brush her out very well. So she's almost always got some mat in her legs. She likes to play a hump her humpy cushion.
Yes.
And that makes for mats both inside the front legs and the back legs. And then she doesn't want us to brush them out. So thank God I have latex gloves in my shop. I think it's a must-have first aid item for me. I mean, not only do I use latex gloves to hand drip terriers, but also hand pluck out behind the ears of collies and that kind of breed, and cocker mixes where there's fuzzy stuff behind their ears. I use latex gloves for a lot. And here I was in a situation where I had this huge boulder of under the tail of my 16-year-old Bichon, and I was so lucky that I had the box of latex gloves right there, so slip on my hands and I could, I gently pulled the hairs apart to get that to fall off, and then and I know it was an awful way to start the day, horrible way to start the day, but thank God I've got the facility.
Yep.
Otherwise, I would have been bent over on my knees at my bathtub doing that to my poor little girl. So anyway, I gave her a Pro Magic rinse with just a half a cap full of Pro Magic through the Bathing Beauty, and she just brushed out beautifully.
Nice.
You got to play with it, Susie, and use it as your only conditioner once and see what you think.
Oh, I plan on it. I am totally excited about that. So a way to get your treats, of course, is my number two way to get motivated, and that's go to a grooming show, seminar, workshop.
You just cannot imagine, you can't measure the energy lift that you get at a trade show from hanging around with a multitude of other groomers and
yes.
People are authority in the field. It's priceless.
An entire room full of people who know what you mean when you say anal glands.
Nobody understands us as well as each other. You know, nobody understands grooming as well as other groomers. And to be in the presence of dozens and dozens, maybe hundreds, of your fellow professionals, it's just so motivating, so uplifting. Do it.
Plus that, new products, educational seminars, and it's the whole group mentality thing. You get all of us together and we're bound to come up with great ideas and we're bound to motivate each other in ways that we can't even imagine.
And if you go to Hershey, you can have a chocolate martini. And a chocolate martini is proven to improve your perspective on life.
And if you go to Hershey, you can go to Hershey Park and ride the roller coasters, which is my surefire way to improve my vision on life. So you wonder, though, how come I didn't list that as number one? Why did Susie not list trade show, seminar, workshop as number one? Any guesses?
You must have a number one that trumps that. I can't imagine what it would be.
And I know you can't imagine, but the truth is, take a vacation.
Oh, God. I've never done that.
See, what is that old adage? Absence makes the heart grow fonder. I purposefully, every year, force myself to go on vacation where I cannot groom dogs, where I can't do it. Because when I go out on the boat, which I do for 2 weeks every year, I take all my grooming stuff and I do nothing but groom people's dogs on the dock, which, you know, you might think not so much a vacation. But coming up in June, we are headed on a cruise ship to Alaska. I cannot groom dogs in a cruise ship on my way to Alaska. It's the only way to keep me from grooming, and there's nothing that makes me want to groom more than being kept from grooming. So there you go. That's my number one. What do you think?
Well, you know, I haven't had that much experience. I just haven't been able to put it together to do all my vacations are what we call working vacations. Even when I went to Hawaii, I taught drumming. You know, like, no kidding. To even go to Hawaii, I went to a drum camp and I was a teacher there. So, you know, like, that's so silly of me, but I just don't, it's something I need to work on. But I have had this experience, which I have to share. Sometimes when I go on a trip, like when I went to the UK for a month and it was just like I had a wonderful tour and we did a lot of grooming. I did a lot of work on seminars and I was at my computer too much during the time I was over there. When I come back, it's hard to harness up again. You know, I just feel like I'm putting on this heavy harness to get it. After my UK tour was when I made the commitment to cut down from 4 days a week to 3 days a week. Because my body I got back to work and my body said, what's going on here? I was going to say WTF, but I didn't. What's going on here, lady? I thought we were done with this.
Well, there's definitely something to be said with your position in life versus your vacation, because for me, I come back and I want to go to work, and I know if my body hurt, it would not be the same.
But you know what? The body hurting thing, it's not always a bad thing, because the other thing that did is that it forced me to analyze the ergonomics in my workplace and make some changes, you know?
Yes. Yep. Very true. All right. Well, let's see what our friends around the world say. So Debbie Soroy says, I take time to show some love to the dogs, and they seem to perk up and dance a little. It gets me laughing, and it makes the groom go faster. Carla Kuo says, goal setting. That's a good one, goal setting.
Yeah, I did goal setting.
Yep. Sarah Anderson says, as the boss, and she puts that in quotations, and she says, I don't like that word, LOL. I'd like input. I do little things that I hope help. Buy small gifts, gift cards for extra effort, lunch, donuts, cupcakes, etc., and Christmas bonuses. I try to jump in and help or even take over if a dog is being unruly, etc. I give lots of compliments, and I always tell the groomer when a client compliments them too. Carla says, oh, also, keep to meaningful and positive groomer networking education events away from the negative and undesirable behavior. That is an important one, because, boy, you can feel down on yourself if you get some bad feedback online.
Ah.
Yep, and we all do it. We all take that personally. So it's always best to put on your most polite clothing when you get onto the Facebook. I just said that. Oh, my God. When you get on the Internet. Let's see. Where was I? Tabitha Odin says, I try to remind myself why I started grooming, why I love what I do. I might be tired. I might have an anal gland secretion in my hair. Had that yesterday. And the dog might be late and matted, but it's not the dog's fault. The dog deserves my patience and love so that it can feel its best. I love that. That's a good one. Brenda, of course. Brenda. I love Brenda. I hear she makes good cookies, too. Brenda says, I listen to the groom pod.
Oh, yeah, I love you, yes.
And then Linda Trader says, beat me to it, Brenda. That's what I thought of, too. Continuing education is always a good boost. So that made me feel just fantastic. Erin Caputo says, I try to break up the monotony of 5 and 7 shave downs. I might ask my boss to do a poodle that I know will take me longer. I put Asian faces on matted messes that come in and have to get short faces anyway. I really try to look at the artistry behind grooming when I can. There we go.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for participating with that.
I love the interaction. It makes me feel like I know each and every one of you just a little bit. So, on that note, I guess we will wrap it up for this week. Anything you'd like to add, Barbara?
No, I think we've done a good job this week, Susie.
Excellent. I can't wait to hear myself on the podcast.
Of course, you know why you do this.
I know it. All right. Well, goodbye, everybody. Talk to you guys next week.
Bye now. Bye, Susie.
Bye, Barbara. Well, stylists, it's time to sweep up the hair, clean out the tub, and turn out the lights on another episode of the Groom Pod. Remember to join the discussion group and be part of the show by liking us on Facebook at The Groom Pod. You can find Barbara online at groomblog.blogspot.com and at her shopping site, www.shop.bbird.biz. You can email me at Susie, S-U-S-Y, at thegroompod.com or Barbara@thegroompod.com. Please tell all your friends about the show and leave comments and reviews anywhere that you can. And also, please support the sponsors of the show. They make it possible for us to continue on. So on behalf of Barbara Bird and myself, thanks for listening and see you real soon.
This has been a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network. For information on this, as well as our other great podcasts, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/WD Podcast Network, email us at WDPodcastNetwork@gmail.com, and follow us on Twitter at White Dragon PN.